You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's oldest bank, Westpac, is set to pay the country's biggest corporate fine. In a record settlement with the country's Financial Crime Monitoring Service, the bank has agreed to pay a $1.3 billion penalty. It comes after AUSTRAC launched legal action last year, accusing the lender of failing to report suspicious transactions. Nicole Rose is AUSTRAC's chief executive.
This agreement reflects the seriousness and magnitude of compliance failings by Westpac. If the Federal Court determines that the penalty proposed is appropriate and makes an order accordingly, it will represent the largest civil penalty in Australian history.
Westpac now admits to over 23 million breaches of money laundering and terror finance laws, including failing to report 19.5 million overseas transfers over a five-year period, totaling $11 billion, some of which have allowed clients to make transactions linked to possible child exploitation. The revelations triggered the resignation of its chief executive, Brian Hartzer, last year, and the early retirement of its board chair, Lindsay Maxted. Today, new chief executive Peter King promised to do better, saying in a statement, "Westpac is committed to fixing the issues to ensure that these mistakes do not happen again." The record fine is bigger than Westpac was expecting. The bank had set aside $900 million in April. It eclipses the Commonwealth Bank's $700 million penalty in 2017 for its 54 million breaches. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says Westpac has done the wrong thing to Australians and are now paying a heavy price.
The fine of $1.3 billion is, of course, a significant amount even to a big bank, but it's little by way of compensation from the people who may have been impacted because of the lack of reporting of a transaction conducted by a terrorist or somebody involved in sexual offences against children. And these are the examples within the 23 million where you can point to that there is a direct human impact.
Attorney General Christian Porter said the penalty should serve as a warning to others.
Robust negotiations with Westpac, which have led to this settlement amount, as well as, of course, uncovering this extremely serious and enormous failure on the part of Westpac to abide by Australians' laws, which are meant to keep Australians safe. It should also, in the government's view, be a wake-up call to every other financial institution.
While Westpac won't face any criminal charges for its failings, bank analysts say it still has a way to go in rebuilding its reputation. Omkar Joshi is from Opal Capital Management.
They still have challenges on the horizon in that they do need to fix up their operational issues. They do need to earn back some of the trust of their customers, and that's a very Westpac-specific issue, and they need to actually fix up their reputation.
AUSTRAC says this is only the beginning, warning it will take on more institutions that breach the rules. The federal court will determine whether the proposed penalty for Westpac is appropriate. Catalina Flores, SBS News.